The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome to the Mount Hillman Academy Gymnasium on a wonderful Monday evening. It's high school basketball of the Northeast Kansas League as MHMA plays host to Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph producing and engineering back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here high above the gym floor on the Raven Mezzanine. These two teams get ready to get together for what will be the second meeting of the season. These two teams met earlier in the year, way back on the 3rd of January, right after we flipped the calendar, and it was Valley Falls coming away with a 31-24 win down in their home gymnasium. I've got our rest announcers. You can hear in the background is introducing the starters to the crowd on hand. With that said, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for the Lady Dragons, under head coach Jordan Hale and her assistant Rodney Watson. Valley Falls coming into the ball game this evening. They are 4-4 in the conference, 1-3 out of conference, makes them 5-7 overall. And for Valley Falls tonight, the starters are going to be sophomores Emma Montgomery, Lauren Brown, Corey Kirkwood. We're going to have a junior out there with Lillian Darvo, and one starting senior, Michaela Yates. For Mar Hillman Academy's Lady Ravens and head coach Luke Knoll, Lady Ravens is coming into the game at 3-5 in the Northeast Kansas League. They are 4-8 overall, and MHMA is going to be starting senior Zoe Steck, juniors Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, and Nora Keckner, and a sophomore, Bethany Urban. We're going to take a break. We're coming back. We've got ladies hoops first. Guys coming up next when we return right after this.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, or 24 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And welcome back to the MHMA Gymnasium. As the ball goes up, Lady Ravens control it down, but it's stolen very quickly by Valley Falls. They're down the floor. Here's Michaela for three. Too strong. And a rebound tipped around. It'll be pulled down by Keckner. Here comes MHMA. Bethany Urban down the left side. She's going to rock it into the lane. Right-hand runner up off the front lip of the rim and no good. Michaela Yates coming up with a rebound and back the other way. Valley Falls, and now it's going to be thrown away. Lady Ravens are going to get it back. In a half a minute, we've had four possessions and two turnovers. That's how fast-paced this game has been already right out the gate. Lady Ravens are going to have it in at their offensive end. Keckner looking to bring it in. Comes way out on top. In fact, going to go all the way into the backcourt where Bethany is going to track it down and bring it back up the floor. She's guarded by Yates, who reaches in. Michaela, we did these Valley Falls Lady Dragons game a couple of days ago. Michaela getting into big trouble early with some foul issues. Here's a feed underneath to Scarlett. Her shot won't go. Rebound, same back down by MHMA. Long cross-court pass over to the left side. Driving into Zoe. Stops there, backs away, kicks it out on top to Coker. Now over to Urban. A minute into the game, we're looking for the first points of the night. High school girls basketball, and we've got a big week of high school hoops we've got tonight. We've got this MHMA team again tomorrow night. They'll be out in Effingham. And up against ACCHS. Here's a feed underneath. No room. Back out on top. Bit of a head fake. Driving to the right side. Little contact. Shots up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley Falls and Lillian Darvo. Comes up with a basketball and she goes into the forecourt with it. We're a minute and a half in. Still no points on the board. Yates drives baseline. Gets inside. Scarlett with the defense. Shots up. Missing. Rebound Lady Ravens. And we're coming back the other way. First team to 10 could win this tonight. Early going, points hard to come by. 2 minutes into the game. MHMA with the ball in the scoreless contest. Scarlett backs in, rotates to her right instead of the left. The shot won't go down. Rebounding it back again. Here comes Valley Falls. They'll cut into the lane. The shot goes up, but Zoe reaches in and strips it away. Stett coming up with his steal. She comes into the forecourt with the basketball, and Lady Ravens are going to reset the offense. The pass over to the left side, intercepted by a teammate. Now it's going to get over to Hannah Coker. Back out on top to Zoe. She'll turn, put up the long two. No. Rebound, save down Keckner. Back out on top to Urban. 5.5 to go in a scoreless opening quarter. Game moving quickly. Not a lot of points happening. Urban will go all the way to the baseline. Michaela Yates with her, and her skip pass is going to escape, get out of bounds on the far side, and we'll come back again to Valley Falls. 5:20 to go here in the opening moments of the game. First quarter, no score here in Atchison, Kansas. Yates will walk into the forecourt this time. Lady Ravens present a player defense. Over to the right side, Darvo steps in, goes up, off the block, too strong, rebound, out of play, and it will come back to Valley Falls. We are 3 minutes into the game, and it is still scoreless with Valley Falls and Morehill Mount Academy. Way out topside with it, that's going to be Montgomery. To lob across to the baseline, stolen away again, Zoe Steck. Lady Ravens are going to take it the other way. Zoe into the forecourt, runs it down the left side, stomps on the wing, goes to the free throw line to Scarlett, has it batted out of her hand, she's able to recover it, picks it up, comes back out on top to Urban, and then she's going to be whistled for the turnover. 4:50 to go in the scoreless opening quarter. And again, it'll be Yates coming up floor with the basketball. Michaela will walk it up the floor, taking her time, dumps it over to the right side of Montgomery. She'll launch it for three. That's air ball long. And a rebound saved in and then lost back out of play by Valley Falls. We are now 3.5 minutes into a scoreless game here in Atchison. Not for want of trying or lack of effort. These teams working hard, getting up and down the floor, but just not having anything fall in for them. And now, out on top of it, Bethany has it batted away for a moment. Zoe's able to rescue the ball. Dumps it over to the edge. Driving across is Keckner. Goes way out on top. Coker has it there. Back to Keckner at the top. The feed to the left side. Scarlett backs in. Loses the handle. Little skip pass comes back out on top. Back again to Scarlett. They want her to score, and she will put it in. Scarlett Bagley for two. First points of the ball game belong to MHMA, and they're in front 2-0. We are exactly 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Driving in is Yates, kicks it over to the right side. The baseline jumper is waved off as there was a collision and a foul prior to the shot. And the foul is going to be on Zoe. Yeah, it'll be Zoe Steck picking up her first foul of the game. Substitution coming into the lineup for Valley Falls. Our first sub coming in for either team. That is going to be Sierra Steinlicht. Inbound pass slapped out of bounds by Bagley. Sierra has had spot duties starting for this team. Out on top it comes. Darbo steps in the circle. Dishes back left. Yates for three. Gets it. McKayla Yates from wide to the left side. And Valley Falls has taken a lead at 3-2. Squaring up. Here's a three on the other end. Wide to the left side to the rebound. It's going to be cleared down by Darbo. And here comes Valley Falls. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Dragons. That was over and back. Lady Dragons coming up the floor with it. Wow. No whistle, so no foul. Back out on top with it, Valley. They'll work around to the left side. Here's a 16-footer. It's up and good. And a bucket by Lauren Brown, her first points. It is now 5-2, Valley Falls. As we're 3 minutes left in the first. Bethany Urban coming down the floor, starts left, drives right, goes in. The driving layup spins out. And a rebound out of bounds back to the Lady Ravens. It'll come into MHMA. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. And now for the Lady Ravens and Coach Luke Noel, we're going to get a couple of substitutions. Carly Kramer is going to check in and Hope Banowitz into the game. Inbound. It's going to be lost back out of play. This time it's going to come into Valley Falls. It is a 5-2 lead for the Lady Dragons. With 2:50 to play here in the opening quarter. Game moving along at around the rapid clip. Michaela Yates brings it down, swings it over to the right side. Again, it's going to be Lillian with it. Starts into the lane, kicks it over to the left. Now all the way down to the baseline. Here's three more shot. This one is going to be short. And Bagley sweeps down the rebound. Lady Ravens up the court, comes out on top, feeds over to the right side. The dish out to Urban. She's looking in. They've got Yates guarding her because you put your best defender on your best perimeter shooter, and that's what's going on right here. Here's Banowitz pass into the middle. It's going to be batted away. It's loose. It's rolling around. It's going to get out of bounds off the floor and coming back into MHMA at 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Coach Knowles walking kind of out of the floor a little bit, giving his team the offense he wants run on this inbound play. It'll be triggered in by Hannah Coker. Hannah from deep in the corner looks down at the baseline. No room there. Comes out on top to Banowitz. Hope backs in a little bit. Kicks it out on top to Urban. 2 minutes to go. Opening quarter. Urban, little seesaw dribble now. Starts to the left. Comes back to the right. Kramer way up above the circle from the five. Playing up the high post. Gets it back to Scarlett. She goes at four. The feet underneath. And the shot is up. And Coker with a little too much on it. It bounces beyond the rim. Back up the floor comes Valley Falls. Leading at 5-2. And their outlet pass down to the baseline is going to escape, getting away from Steinlecht. And he will come back in again to the Lady Ravens. Not a high-scoring start to the game here this evening. We're at 5-2 with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. MHMA is going to bring it in. They don't exactly have the personnel handling the ball I think they want. They've got Coker bringing it up. She's in a little trouble. Finally gets away to Urban. That's where they want it. Bethany into the forecourt to Scarlett. Right back to Bethany. Urban kicks it right side. Banowitz. Hope will look inside. Backs in. Cut off defensively by Lauren Brown for Valley Falls. And we're going to get an MHMA timeout. Coach Noel not really getting what he wants. Going to take a break, and so shall we. Joseph, it occurs here with a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. It is Valley Falls Lady Dragons 5, Lady Ravens 2.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Good to have you back with us here. Haverty Gymnasium on the Marshall Mount Academy campus. Lady Ravens are going to be putting it in play. Zoe Steck has checked back in, and she's going to get it into Scarlett. Bagley will hold it up, skip it out near the center circle to Bethany Urban. She'll slide her way around to the right side. MHMA with the basketball, trailing it by three. Kramer flashes up to the high post, feeds over off the left block. Zoe into the lane, falling away, puts it up and in. Zoe Steck for two. Her first bucket of the ball game makes it a one-point contest, 5-4, and we're a minute to go in the first. Valley with the ball and the one-point lead. Here's Yates for three. That one's wide to the left side. The long rebound hauled down. A follow-up three is up and good. First bucket of the game for Lillian Darbo. It is 8-4 Valley. Driving in, the shot by Urban. Underhand shot. She had hoped to draw a foul with that move. Did not. The bucket didn't go in, and Valley coming up the floor with it. They'll dump it over to the left side. Back on the top of the Yates at 25 seconds left in the first. Here's a three from the right wing. Got it again! Valley ball's hitting from the outside all of a sudden. That is three. 3-point shots here in the opening quarter for the Lady Dragons. 14, 13, 12 seconds to go in the first. Up with it is going to be Urban. Dumps it over to the left side, and we're going to get a foul called on that upcourt defense. Going to be on Michaela. So again, we talked about how Yates had a little foul trouble in her last game. She will have the first foul of the evening by Valley Falls. 8 seconds, seven. The feed comes in the middle. Zoe will take a turn, shoot, and score again. Zoe set. And that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor. First quarter in the book here in Atchison. It is Valley Falls 11, MHMA 6.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Hey, we're getting ready to go to the second quarter here in the Marhill Mount Academy Haverty Gymnasium. Recapping the opening quarter scoring for you. First of all, for Valley Falls, 5 points pacing the way. Lauren Brown at three apiece for Lillian Darbo and Makila Yates. Valley Falls hitting three threes in that opening quarter. After a very slow start, they found the range, warmed up, and started hitting from the outside. For the Lady Ravens, Zoe Steck with four. Carla Bagley with the other two. Alternate position, warts the basketball to the Lady Dragons, and we're underway. You look at the scoreboard and you say, well, you know, pretty low scoring. Well, that's kind of the theme when these two teams met. Again, I mentioned earlier that the first meeting between these two clubs was a 31-24 win for Valley. Lady Dragons work on the outside. MHMA has shifted to a zone defense. Now here's a Michaela Yates three. It is not going to drop, and a rebound pulled out by Coker. Here comes Zoe Steck. Flashes up the court, kicks it over to the left side. Coker into the lane. The shot is up new. We got a foul. Let me adjust that. That's Keckner, not Coker. Keckner drawing the foul, and she will come to the line for a couple of free throws here. That's going to be the first foul of the night for Valley Falls. Emma Montgomery. Eyeing it. The free throw. It is airborne. It is good. Nicely done. by Nora Heckner. Her first point of the evening. Jim grows very quiet. The second shot is up, a little bit short. Rebound is going to be swept away by Valley Falls, and flying up the court is going to be Lillian Darvo. 7-11 to go in the opening half. It is an 11-7 Valley Falls lead. Now the running shot in the lane, around, around, and good. That is the first point of the game for Corey Kirkwood. 13-7 Valley Falls. We're a little over a minute into the second quarter now. Top side with it is going to be Urban. Starts on the left side of the lane, skips it over deep into the right corner. Now the feed off the block. Scarlett backs in, tries turn, falls away, draws the foul, coming to the free throw line. Couldn't get it to drop, but great hustle down there by Scarlett, and that is going to be the first foul for Darvo. Valley Falls team foul three. Scarlett's first one, airborne, kicks around, won't quite go in. MHMA is one of the three as a team at the free throw line so far this evening. Bagley's second shot, up and rattles out, will not drop. Emma Montgomery coming down with a rebound and up the floor with it. On the little outlet pass, down to the right side to Michaela Yates, back over to the left edge, Darvo. Top side, it goes to Brown. Down to the baseline, the long two, no. Rebound, Zoe Steck, here comes MHMA. Steck starts down the right side, weaves her way over to the left, stops in the forecourt, and her pass is going to be taken away. Here comes Yates, drive shoots in, it won't go in. Steck will clear down the board. Zoe Steck quickly running to the other end of the floor defensively, and Michaela Yates will pick up number two. Michaela's second foul of the game coming here with 6:10 to go in the opening half, and we'll see if Coach Hale makes a change. She sure does. It did not take long. She will go to the bench, and checking into the game is going to be Lockhart, right? Yep, Peyton Lockhart. We're 2 minutes into the second quarter, and it's a 13-7 Valley Falls lead. Long pass left side, and a long two for Zoe. Nails it. Zoe Steck for two. She's got a half a dozen points and now leads all scorers in the game. 13-9. Valley back up the floor. MHMA settling quickly into their 2-3 zone. The ball goes wide to the deep left corner. Back out on top of the Lockhart. Cross-court pass is going to be batted and knocked away nicely by Keckner. Into the game for Warhill Mount Academy is going to come a couple of freshmen, as it'll be Carly Kramer and Catherine Peisch coming into the game. So MHMA will replace the 4 and 5 with a couple of freshmen. And here's Valley with the ball, 5:20 to play in the first half. They lead by 4, 13-9. They'll go to the free throw line. No room there. Back over to the right side. Now the pass is a little tall. Gets away. Lost out of bounds. And Valley Falls with an unforced turnover on a pass deep into the right edge that Kirkwood just couldn't quite get a handle on. Here come the Lady Ravens. The ball's going to come in. Coker has it. Gets it quickly back to Steck and Zoe. Brings the ball down the floor now. She'll drive into the lane. Dumps it back behind her to Urban. Lost the handle for a second. Able to pick it up on the dribble. Dishes it way out on top. Going to be Kramer with the ball. Back to Coker. Over to the left side. It's going to be Urban. 4:50 to go. Opening half. Urban trying to drive in. Goes to the left side. Little bounce pass underneath. The runner's up and good. Carly Kane for two. Kramer makes it a 13-11 game. And back up the floor will come Valley Falls, walking it up now, Lauren Brown. Lauren swings it over to the left side to Lockhart. Back out on top, squaring up straight away for three. It's up and no good. Rebound is on the floor, and that's going to be tied up, but a jump ball possession arrow will come to Marhill Mount Academy. So MHMA coming up with the basketball. And a chance to tie with two or take a lead at 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Approaching the midpoint of the second quarter here. Here comes Bethany. She'll roll around left side, keep the dribble alive, looking inside, letting the offense run. Kicks back to the left again, backs away outside the three, launches a three. It's going to be deflected by Lockwood. Lockhart comes up with a block, brings it down the floor. Kramer gets in front of it, rejects the shot, knocks it out of bounds. Nice block by Carly Kramer. It'll be put in play again by Valley at their offensive end. Out on top, no one around. The set three misses. Rebound tipped out, and the long rebound is going to be pulled down again by Montgomery. Here's another three launch. That one, no. Rebound offensive board. Tipped, no. Rebound another offensive board. Now knocked away. Here comes MHMA. It is a 2-on-4 break. Zoe will go all the way to the baseline, kick it back to Bethany. She'll step inside. Off on top, here's Coker, no. And a rebound saved again by Valley Falls. Coming up with the basketball, this time it's going to be Steinlet. 3:20 to go in the opening half. Valley with the basketball, being leaded by a pair. A couple of starters reporting in at the scorer's table, prepared to check back into the first dead ball opportunity. Skip pass comes off on top. They'll rotate it around to the left side. Valley Falls works the perimeter, dumps it over to the left edge. Lockhart has it out on top. The long two rims out no good, and the long rebound saved by Kirkwood. Valley stays on offense, spinning, turning, shooting, scoring. Kirkwood for two. Two buckets by Corey Kirkwood is all of the Valley Falls scoring here in the second quarter. It's now 15-11. Here's a shot from the outside. No. But a nice long rebound pulled down by Coker. Lady Ravens are going to control the basketball. 2.5 to go in the opening half. With the ball down by four, Peisch will take it way up high at the top. Looking, gets it finally over to the right side to Kramer. Carly goes back door underneath Bethany for two. Kramer the assist. Give Bethany Urban her first bucket of the game. And it's now 15-13. And we're down to 2:10 to play in the half. Girls high school basketball. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. Baseline jump shot. Air ball. Way too strong. Urban with the rebound. She's up the court 1-on-3. Kicks it over to the left side. Driving in. Coker for two. We're tied. First points of the game for Hannah Coker. Valley Falls taking a timeout, and so shall we. The break at 1:55 left. Opening half of the ladies' game. Moore Hill Mount Academy. Valley Falls tied at 15.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The two teams coming off their respective benches and out on the floor. Out here where Valley Falls, I'm looking on the court and I'm seeing Lauren Brown and Lillian Darbo bringing it up the floor. Corey Kirkwood is out there with Peyton Lockhart. And rounding it out is going to be Sierra Steinlick. Right now Valley Falls says McKinley Yates out of the game. She's got a couple of fouls. Here's a backdoor pass, and Carly, coming in a little bit late, commits the personal foul. So first foul of the ball game for Carly Kramer. Minute 39 to play in the half. Tied at 15. In it comes in the lane. Shot in and out. No. Rebound. MHMA. Kirkwood had the shot she wanted. Couldn't get it to fall. Little look away pass to the left side. Banowitz launches a shot that misses. Rebound, battle for, we get a jump off. Great hustle in the middle by Carly Kramer as she got in there and wouldn't let go with Peyton Lockhart. And jump ball, possession arrow to Valley Falls. We're going to get substitutions coming in now for the Lady Ravens. We'll just reset the five with almost a 3-2 zone, looks to me like, out on the floor right now. Urban at the 1, Banowitz the 2. Over to the right side, you're going to have Keckner. Here's a baseline shot, air ball hard. Rebound back out on top. It's going to be knocked away and stolen by Banowitz. She'll have it knocked out of her hands. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Raven basketball. Let's see. Coker and Keckner, Banowitz, Urban, and Bagley. Those are the Lady Raven five out there. For Valley Falls, you've got Steinleck and Lockhart out there with Montgomery. I've got Darvo, and looking for my fifth player here is MHMA's on offense. Ball batted away. It's going to be saved way out on top by Banowitz. Gets it over to Urban. She'll drive across underneath. It's knocked away. It's on the floor, and Valley Falls is going to pick it up. Half a minute to go in the half. Still tied at 15. Driving it down the court, weaving into the lane. Their driving layup is up and missing. Rebound, Scarlett Bagley. So Maury Hillman Academy will probably be looking for one shot. 18, 17, now 15 seconds ago in the half. Topside with it, Bagley. Over to the left to Banowitz. She'll launch the long two. No. Offensive board. Followed, yes, Coker for two. Hannah Coker. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor, and that will take us to halftime. What a wild first half. We'll be back and do our best to summarize it for you. The ladies' teams go to the locker room at intermission. It's MHMA 17, Valley Falls 50.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Have you back with us here in the Haverty Gymnasium on the Maury Hillman Academy campus, where halftime of the ladies' games finds MHMA in front, 17-15. Quick recap of the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Valley Falls, leading the way for the Lady Dragons, Lauren Brown, 5 points. Corey Kirkwood, 4-3 apiece. Michaela Yates and Lillian Darvo. Valley Falls only able to muster 4 points on two buckets by Kirkwood in that entire second quarter for MHMA. They made a big comeback with a 9-point quarter. Lady Ravens right now being led by Zoe Steck with a half a dozen, 4 in the first half for Hannah Coker. 2 apiece, Scarlett Bagley and Bethany Urban and Carly Kramer. 1 for Nora Keckner. Valley Falls, a little bit of foul trouble, and it affected their lineup as they took Michaela Yates out of the game as she had drawn a second personal foul, no one for MHMA with more than one. Guys, teams out on the court. They're warming up. Don't forget, we've got the boys' game coming up next. But right now, taking a break. We'll be back to bring in the second half of the ladies' game and then the men's contest, but with the intermission score. Maury Hillman Academy Lady Ravens 17, Valley Falls 15. We're kicking it back to the studio where Joseph has got your halftime.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball on a Monday night from the campus of Marhill Mount Academy as the Valley Falls Dragons have come to town. We'll be returning to the girls' game momentarily. We will be having the boys' game as soon as we can afterwards. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at ACCHS tomorrow night with the girls' game scheduled to tip at 6 p.m. The boys should tip sometime right around 8 p.m. Wednesday brings us to Benedictine College basketball as the Ravens are playing host to Central Methodist. 5:30 tip for the women's game, 7:30 tip for the men's game. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is when Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. On the later part of Thursday evenings, we have Coach's Insight on Care. It is normally starts right about 6 p.m. We have the Atchison High Coach, the Marhill Mount Academy Coach, ACCHS, JCN, McClouth, and Oskaloosa. Coach's Insight right here at Hot Country 93.7, Thursday nights following Sports Look. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we're once again on the cozy confines of the Marhill Mount Academy Gymnasium as we've got Marhill Mount Academy hosting JCN. The scheduled time for the girls' game is 6 o'clock. The boys' game is scheduled for 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a couple of moments with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 9 p.m. tomorrow night and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 36. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 47. Lows around 16. Tomorrow night, mixed precipitation likely. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 51.1 degrees Fahrenheit on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. Winds are 3 miles per hour out of the northeast, the relative humidity 38%, the barometric pressure steady at 29.72 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 26 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels-like temperature is 46 degrees out there. Taking a look around the area. In Valley Falls, they're checking in at 54, Holton 58, Horton 52, Leavenworth 58 as well. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just about 2 minutes.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And welcome back to the Haverty Gymnasium out of our Hillmount Academy campus. We're set to go to the second half of the ladies' game with MHMA in front by a pair at 17-15. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's our guy in the studio, producing, engineering, news, weather, sports. You know, if there was snow, he'd be, well, I hope he doesn't shovel it off. He didn't put it there. He didn't have to take it away, I don't think. Joseph, back in the studio. Thank you. Tom Couch with you here in alternate position will award the basketball to MHMA. And with that, we are back underway. Looks like each team has got their original starting fives out there to begin the second half. Lady Ravens with Zoe Scarlett, Hannah, Nora, and Bethany. With, for Valley Falls, Emma, Lauren, Lillian, Corey, and Michaela. The ball down to the baseline, and MHMA gets tangled up down there, and a three-second violation is going to come back to Valley Falls. Just underway in the second half, 17-15, Lady Ravens in front, and now Valley Falls will walk it up the floor. Bringing it up is going to be Emma Montgomery. Now into the lane, the shot, runners up, no good, rebound tipped out, Urban coming up with the basketball, she'll bring it up the floor herself, works down to the left side, slows up, and lets everybody just get into the forecourt with her, and we're a minute into the second half. Here's Scarlett Bagley with it. Looking right, has to go left, and we get a push, we got a foul. Scarlett had held up the ball. She was trying to look to the right, couldn't find anywhere to go with it over there. And as she was looking to the left, she gets bumped a couple of times, and that will be the second foul of the ball game on Lillian Darvo, the first foul of the second half by either team. Lady Ravens are going to be putting it back in play. Still 17-15, MHMA. Bagley will have a top side over to the left wing to Zoe. Steck looks to the middle, comes off on top. Keckner will kick it back to Urban. Back over it comes again to Nora. She'll drive baseline. There's some contact. I'm going to have a defensive foul again against Valley Falls. This one will be on Montgomery. So for Emma, two fouls and foul number two of the second half by Valley Falls. So for Valley Falls, three players with two apiece. The inbound, the three-point shot is up, and it won't go in for Steck. Rebound to go back down, Valley Falls. They'll fly up the court. Here comes Kirkwood. In, up, no. Rebound, Steck. Lady Ravens back up the floor, and Zoe into the forecourt with the left-hand dribble. Skips it to the free throw line. Backing in, Scarlett. Two-hand shot is up, won't go. Rebound slapped out on top. Bounced around. Bakley's going to pick up the free basketball, and Lady Ravens are going to reset the offense. Over to the left block. Backing in. Fading away. The shot is up. Too strong. And the rebound. Saved back by Steck. Now knocked out of her hand. And a headlong dive to rescue the ball from going out of bounds results in it coming back to the Lady Ravens. Inside six to go in the third quarter. No one has scored yet in the second half. Mark Helmet Academy will bring it in out on top, and the inbound pass stolen. Down the court it comes. Left side, Michaela. Yates shot blocked by Urban. Yates sprawls to the floor, and Urban will pick up the foul. That was a pretty good-looking shot at a block right there. I thought maybe she had gotten it cleanly, but the official says no. Michaela Yates coming to the free throw line. She is a good shooter. The only senior on the team puts the first one up, but it rims out, won't go in. Yates with one bucket of the game, a three-point shot back in the opening quarter. Looks for her second free throw attempt here, and it rolls in. First point of the second half belongs to Valley Falls, and it's 17-16. MHMA with the ball and a one-point lead, 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Topside with it is going to be Steck. Zoe looks in the middle. Scarlett Bagley really battling in there. Backs in, turn, shoots. Won't get it to fall, but she'll come to the free throw line. And for Valley Falls, this is a problem. That is the third foul on Lillian Darvo. And back at the free throw line is Scarlett. She's 0 for 2 at the line so far this evening. This one is going to be a little wide to the left side. One more shot coming up here for Scarlett. Looking for her third point of the game. This one a little wide to the right side, and the rebound hauled in by Valley Falls. 17-16 Lady Raven. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Straight away from the top. It's a three and good. 8 points now for Lauren Brown, and Valley Falls is back in front at 19-17. 5:15 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Ravens back up with it. You see Valley Falls shifting into the player defense. Urban will have it on top. Working against Michaela Yates. Gets it to Bagley. Skip pass over to the right side to Steck. She looks inside. Nothing doing in there. Brings it back out on top again. MHMA working the ball around. Trying to get somebody off the screen. Little mismatch or something. Get some kind of a decent look at the hoop. But right now, Valley Falls defense has been really good. Pass comes out on top again to Bagley. And again, for the high schools, there is absolutely no rush, no hurry, no reason to rush a shot because there is no shot clock. Now, Coach Luke Knoll is going to take a timeout and talk about his offense. We're going to take a break with him. Joseph, we're at 4:45 to go in the third quarter. It is Valley Falls Lady Dragons 19, MHMA 17.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, MHMA puts the ball in play down to the baseline. Scarlett sends a shot up, misses, gets her own rebound, kicks it over to Zoe, shot up, misses, rebound, Valley Falls. Lady Dragons back up the floor, leading it by a pair. Approaching the midpoint of the third quarter here. Yates will have it on the right side. Tries to drive to the baseline, cut off there, has to work her way back out on top. Gets it way up high, takes it there to Kirkwood. Back it comes to Brown. Top of the key. And a 3-second violation on Kirkwood. Looking out on the floor, Valley Falls has made one substitution, having brought Sierra Steinlet into the game. She is going to be out there in place of Lillian Darvo, who has a third personal foul right now. Inside 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Scarlett Bagley with it on top. Guarded by Steinlich. Right side it goes to Zoe. Over to the right block. In traffic. Getting rid of the ball. Comes back out on top to Urban. Now over to Coker. Back to Urban as they play catch topside. MHMA slowing it down. getting very patient, waiting for the defense to make a mistake, overplay someone, get themselves out of position. Here's the feed underneath. Scarlett backs in, shot up, deflected. Rebound is on the floor, and Bankley dives for the ball. They're going to call a jump ball. And it's going to come in down to the baseline and will belong to Valley Falls. End of the game for Coach Noel. Yeah, I heard that. Coach Noel is going to bring Hope Banowitz and Carly Kramer back into the lineup, taking out Kechner and Coker. Here comes Valley Falls with 3:15 to go in the third. They lead by two. The dish down to the baseline, right. The 14-foot jump shot is up. No rebound to get down. It's going to be Urban. Bethany flies up the floor, weaves to the middle of the lane, goes in, draws the contact, and commits an offensive foul. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Bethany. She has both fouls by MHMA in the second half. Three fouls for Valley Falls, two for the Lady Ravens, and we're 2:50 to go in the third. MHMA has not scored yet in the third quarter. And Valley Falls has four. A three-point shot by Brown. And here's a shot put up at the baseline that won't go in. And one free throw by Michaela Yates. That has been the length and depth and breadth of scoring for these teams in the second half so far. 2.5 to go. Valley has the ball. Dumps it over to the right side. It's going to be Montgomery back to Yates. She'll go three. Nope. Gets her own long rebound almost to midcourt. Over to the left side to Brown. And back out topside to Yates. To feed inside the right side of the lane. The shot is up. No. Offensive board. Followed up and in. The follow-up bucket by Kirkwood. And Carey has a half dozen points now. 21-17. We go inside 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. And MHMA still has yet to score in the second half. Skip pass over to the right side. Zoe Steck backs in. No room. Comes back out on top to Urban. Over comes the stick, a long two, no. Rebound hauled down by Bagley. Skips it out on top. Banowitz dashes it over to Urban, and she'll work her way into the left corner with 1.5 to go in the third. Lady Ravens bring it on top, working its Valley Falls in their player defense. Player defense, I suspect, a favorite of Coach Hale, who played that defense predominantly in both her high school and college careers. Here's a pass on top. Banowitz for three. It is online, but it won't go in. Rebound. Scarlett has it. Can't get it free. And we get a jump ball call. Now into the game is going to come Pyshe and Coker. Kramer right back out of the game. And also coming out is going to be Zoe. 1:08 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens still haven't scored in the second half. Comes out on top to Urban. She'll kick it back to Banowitz. Way out on top, it'll come to Coker. Looking for the back door. Urban in the middle. A bump, a foul. And we're 1 minute to play in the third quarter. That is going to be the third foul on Valley Falls, Michaela Yates. Michaela will check out, and here comes Emma Montgomery back in. Lady Ravens bring it in deep into the right corner. Driving in is Urban. She tries to feed underneath. There's nobody there. The ball's on the floor. Jump ball called this time. It's going to be Valley Falls basketball. 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Possession errors coming this way. One official had it right. Two officials, 10 players were on the wrong half of the floor. I don't think I'll tell him that either. I don't even want him to know that he was right like that. 44 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Valley with the ball, working it up high between the circles. They work the perimeter, leading it here by four. Around the left side they go. MHMA and the player defense also now. The drive into the lane, the wild running shot is up and rattles and scores. The bucket by Kirkwood. She has eight MHMA in trouble now, down a half a dozen. Here's a shot from down beneath the goal. It's up no good. Tied up. This time it'll go back to MHMA. 23-17. And the Lady Ravens have not scored in the second half. Looking for a bucket. 13 seconds left. It comes in way out on top. Urban. She'll ease over to the right side. Looks it back over to the left. 7 seconds. I got to be aware of the time. Urban to Coker for three. There it is! Coker hits the shot as the buzzer goes up, and we go to the fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor after three here at Atchison. Valley Falls 23, MHMA 20.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas. We go to the fourth quarter with Valley Falls in front of Barnhill Mount Academy, 23-20. Joseph in the studio, Tom Calcity here, recapping the scoring at this juncture of the ball game, finds Valley Falls being led by both Lauren Brown and Corey Kirkwood, each with 8. Yates has 4, and Darbo with 3. For MHMA, 7. With that three-point shot, 7 for Hannah Coker. Zoe Steck, 6, 2 each for Carly Kramer, Bethany Urban, and Scarlett Bagley, and 1 for Nora Keckner. Here's the ball in play. Valley Falls has it. We're underway in the fourth. Yates has it up on top side. He'll work it around to the left. 7:40 to go. The drive down to the baseline. The running shot blocked by Coker. Here comes Barnhill Mount Academy. MHMA up over the basketball. Coker has it on top. Lady Ravens to Steck for 3 off the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Valley Falls has it. Spinning elbows, and it's going to be cleared away by Sierra Steinlet. Here come the Dragons. Remember the last time these two teams met? I was telling you the score, 31-24. Well, we're going to have a similar kind of total number here tonight. But this one is in great doubt. Here's a driving shot down to the baseline, and it's going to be up and good. And Kirkwood has reached double-figure scoring. 25-20 as we go inside 7 minutes to play in the game. Pass out to the top of the key. Looking into the middle is going to be Coker. Looks in, holding the ball high above her head. Nothing inside. Lays it back behind her to Zoe Steck. Skip pass over to the right side to Scarlett. Bagley back and down the side of the lane. Dumps it over to the edge. The shot is going to be up off the window, but no good. And a rebound cleared down again by Valley Falls. 6.5 to go in the game. Kirkwood will bring it up the floor. Takes it across midcourt. Lays it off on top to Yates. Yates will wind around. Looks to the middle. Nearly travels with it. Top of the gate is Steinlick. Back over to the left side, and it's going to be Brown. 6:15 to play. Now Valley Falls leading up 2 possessions. 25-20. Going to take some time. Here's a 3. Good-looking shot that won't drop it. A rebound up high. Keckner. Keckner comes down with the basketball, and here comes Bethany. Urban to the left. Coker launching 3. Can't get that one. Rebound. Scarlett follows it home. Plus 1. Scarlett Bagley. Scarlett picking up her 4th point of the game. And that is now the 4th foul by Lillian Darvo. Lillian will come out with 5:50 to play. And at the free throw line, Scarlett Bagley. Scarlett is 0-for-4 at the free throw line tonight. This one online won't quite go in. Rebound, Valley Falls. Here comes the Lady Dragons. They lead the ball game 25-22. Here we got to travel. As Valley was really being very patient, taking their time, working around the outside. They have the lead up by three all the time in the world. And then just one of those easy mistakes to make. And now we get a travel down the left side. And back up with it will come Valley Falls. It'll be plenty of play right in front of the MHMA bench. And we go inside 5.5 to go in the game. Lady Dragons up with it. Here's Lauren Brown. Lauren plays off the screen, dishes it over to the left wing, comes out on top of Yates, holds the ball up high between the circles, swings it over to the right side. Looking in the middle is going to be Brown. She gets double teamed as she steps to the free throw line. Now Yates tries to drive in, goes baseline, puts a shot up. Little double dribble. She gets both hands on the ball. And back it comes to MHMA with 5 minutes to go. Bethany Urban patiently brings it up the floor. A sophomore with a lot of experience, got that upperclassman confidence, and the long shot misses, and Valley Falls is going to be able to rebound it back down. 4:50 to go in the game. So the Lady Dragons in possession of the ball, leading it by one possession, 25-22. They look to the middle, find nothing there, come out top of the key. Look inside, no room. Back over to the edge it comes. Up high with it, Steinleck. Kicks it in the middle of Kirkwood. Back out on top, it'll go to Brown. And Bethany Urban just trying so hard to defend Michaela Yates. Bumps her one time and picks up her third foul tonight. So three fouls by Bethany. Valley coming in play at their offensive end. Looking in, looking in. It comes in. The 15-footer off the inbound is an air ball short. Scarlett with another rebound. Scarlett Bagley must have double-digit boards at least. Skip pass over to the left side. Urban. It's a three. Too strong. Rebound. Coker had it, and now it's on the floor. And do we get a jump ball? We do. With 4:06 to go in the game. Possession arrow back to come to MHMA. 25-22. Valley Falls in front. Morehillmount Academy putting a play. They'll come way out topside. Urban, she'll square. Go three. Can't get it to fall. Rebound. Trash shot. No. Wouldn't fall for Keckner. Here comes Valley Falls. They've got numbers on the transition. Michaela up for two. Missed it. Offensive rebound underneath. Back to the edge, and they'll take it out on top. The squared up three is up and missing. Rebound tipped out. Steck will clear it down. These teams can't buy a basket right now. We're down to 3:40 to play. And Coach Knoll takes a timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Ravens. Joseph Worth, 3:38 to go, and it's going to be an interesting finish. Valley Falls 25, MHMA 22.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Nice group of students on hand here tonight. Lots of members of the community. Valley Falls always travels well, supporting their teams. And they've got a great finish in store. 25-22. Again, these teams met right after New Year's, the 3rd of January. Valley Falls winning that game down in Valley, 31-24. Here we go. It'll be Hope Banowitz in the game, putting it in play, and she brings it in. It's going to be knocked out of Scarlett's hands, out of bounds. Back it will come to MHMA, slapped away there by Kirkwood. A lot of pressure on the inbound, and now it's knocked away. It's loose on the floor, and it's rolling around, and players getting tangled up, and it is going to go out of bounds on the other end of the floor. Coker and Montgomery looked like it was a couple of wrestlers. They had locked arms, and neither one would let the other one go to chase down the ball. It was rolling down the floor, and it gets out of bounds. It'll belong to MHMA. Here we are at 3:25 to go in, winding toward the end of the game. Carly Kramer's back in the lineup for the Lady Ravens. Now here's Urban with it on top, guarded by Yates. Urban works to the left side. Still plenty of time, a little over 3 minutes to play. Skip pass to the right. Scarlett Bagley out on top. Coker shot deflected, and a foul, and three free throws coming. An opportunity to tie the game at the free throw line belongs to Hannah Coker. Hannah has not had a free throw opportunity yet tonight. First of three is good. By the way, that was the third foul of the game for Valley Falls' Emma Montgomery. And it is also Lady Dragon team foul six. First one was good. Hannah's second one is not. One more shot coming up here for MHMA, who has struggled tonight at the free throw line. Third one, got it. It is a one-point game. 25-24, 2:55 to play. Yates down four with it. Lady Ravens again, shifting back to that player defense. Here's a pass down to the baseline. It's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Scarlett. Valley will have it in at their offensive baseline. We're going to get the starting five rotated back in now for Coach Luke Nolan, MHMA. Looking in. The ball comes off on top, and we have a foul on the floor. No shots taken. It will be whistled on Zoe Steck. For Zoe, it is only number two. Back out on top. Here's a three. No. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. No. Rebounded down this time by Coker. Here come the Lady Ravens with a chance at a lead. They're down one with 2.5 to go. Zoe pulls up 12-foot. No. Offensive rebound, Scarlett. Driving in. Can't get the shot away. Has to kick it back out of the wing. Coker. Back it comes to Urban. Off the screen. Shot blocked. Out of bounds. Lady Raven ball. 2:18 to play. Morgan Line Academy is going to be putting it in play. Training it by one. We have a collision. A player on the floor for Valley. Yates climbs to her feet. Inbound it comes to Zoe. Over to the right side. Urban has it slapped out of her hands. Out of bounds. And coming back in again to the Lady Ravens. It'll be put in play by Keckner right in front of the student section. And out on top, it'll come to Zoe Steck. 2:11, 2:10 to go in the contest. MHMA with the basketball. They're down by one at 25-24. Low scoring business here tonight. Keckner has it back on the left side of Steck. Looks in. Skip pass comes out on top. Bagley. Minute 50 to go. Scarlett cuts into the lane, goes in and up, can't get it to drop. Rebound, Valley Falls. Back the other way it comes, and Valley will walk it up the floor. All the way into the forecourt, out on top of it is going to be Montgomery. She'll dump it over to the right side. Feeds there to Kirkwood, no room. Out on top, Yates. Yates backs in. They lead by one. Valley Falls need not be in any rush. Here's a drive to the baseline, the dish across Yates. Steps inside the circle, goes into the lane, throws up a wild shot that fails. Rebound, tipped down. It's going to be off the hands of Marhill Mount Academy. Nora got a hand on it, couldn't quite haul it in. And back it comes to Valley with a minute 18 to go. During the inbound work is Lauren Brown. She's got it on the right. Brown shot, no. Rebound, Zoe Steck. MHMA due for a bucket here with a minute 5 left. Steck all the way to the baseline on the other end of the court. We're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break. A minute 6 left. Valley Falls 25, MHMA 24.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all. as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Twenty-five, 24 is the Valley Falls lead, and we're down to a minute six to go. Glad to have you along with us, everybody. Don't forget the guys' game. It's coming up after this one here on Care Radio, so got a lot more action coming your way. Right now, the finish to this is very, very much in doubt. More action tomorrow night. We're going to be watching this Morehamount Academy team again tomorrow, the boys and girls, but the venue will be different. We're going to be out in Effingham, Kansas. Got a chance to visit today with activities director Cy Wallish out there, and he gave us a thumbs up. So I said, come on out, watch the game. So we're going to go to Effingham tomorrow night. ACCHS and MHMA. Boy, that's a decades-long rivalry. They're going to renew that again tomorrow, bringing it to you here on Care Radio. Right now, though, the ball's going to come in. Zoe shot up too strong. Rebounding it down, Lady Ravens. Urban, cross-court left side to Coker. Back to Urban in the last minute now. Top side, Coker. Left side, Steck. It's on its way for three. There it is! Zoe Steck for three! And it's 27-25 with 43 seconds to go in the game. And Valley Falls is going to take a timeout. We're taking a break with Coach Jordan Hale. 40 seconds left. Lady Ravens 27, Valley Falls 25.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Nice crowd on hand here this evening, and many people on their feet as we come down to the waning moments of this women's high school game. 27-25. MHMA has come from behind in this game on that shot just a moment ago by Zoe Stett to regain a lead. MHMA has trailed by as many as, I'm looking through my numbers here, it looks like the maximum difference in this game was at 6. They trailed at 13-7, and it's just kind of been coming from behind and coming from behind, and now they have taken the lead with 40 seconds to go. Here comes Valley Falls putting it in play just inside midcourt. They lob it in, into the lane, the turnaround shot, up, off the window twice, no good, rebounding it down. MHMA, Valley Falls is going to have to foul, and big collision to the backcourt, and there it is. The foul committed for Valley Falls by Corey Kirkwood. That was a smart foul by her for a couple of reasons. Number one, it is personally her first foul. It saved the maximum amount of time by having fouled quickly. Still 32 seconds to go in the game. On the downside, it's going to bring one of the better shooters on this MHMA team to the free throw line in Bethany Urban. Front half of the 1-1 will not go in. Here comes Valley Falls. Bethany couldn't get that thing to fall, and MHMA is 3 of 11 at the free throw line tonight. Here comes Michaela Yates. And you would think you'd want taking the shot. The three is up on the outside, no good. Offensive rebound underneath. Kick back again. Another three taken. Air ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Lady Ravens. 9 seconds to go. Coach Hale bringing her team all the way to the other end of the court, saying, I need some full court pressure on this inbound play. She's going to make an offense-defense switch. She's going to bring Steinlicht into the game. Lady Ravens is looking to get it in play, and they're going to throw it away on the inbound. The shot is up. It won't go in, and the blocking foul is going to be on the Lady Ravens. Nora will pick up the personal foul, and Valley Falls coming to the free throw line. And they will be up here 4-2. Looking. Yates first one. We're tied. Michaela Yates gets the first one. We're going to be back with a timeout coming on the floor for her second shot. Let's see if she can give her team a lead. 7 seconds left, Joseph. Timeout. We're even at 27.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Welcome back here to the Haverty Gymnasium, and let me correct the math here and make sure you know exactly what's going on here in the light moment. 7 seconds to go in the ballgame. That first free throw made it a one-point game. Valley Falls now trying to get 27-26, and one more free throw that would tie the game. Coming up here for the only senior on the Valley Falls squad, Michaela Yates. A lot of pressure on the shoulders here, looking for the tie. On its way. Perfect. We are now tied at 27. Up the floor, the Ravens. The ball knocked loose in the backcourt. Picked up by Valley. The shot at the buzzer. No good. It's overtime. We'll be back with the OT period. Joseph, a 6-deep, you'd be so kind at the interregulation. Marhill Mount Academy and Valley Falls, deadlocked at 27.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Good to have you back with us here in the Haverty Gymnasium. As we go to the overtime period. The clock set at 4 minutes. Coming into the center circle to jump it off, it'll be Sarah Steinlich for Valley Falls. It'll be Scarlett Bagley for MHMA. The ball goes up the tip of the way, and the Lady Ravens are going to control it down. We're underway. MHMA over to the left side. It's going to be Keckner. Feeds out on top. Coker back to the right side. That's Zoe. Looks down to the baseline right. The shot up off the window, and it won't drop it. A rebound is rolling around. It's on the floor. Battle for. Slapped away. It's out of bounds. Raven basketball. Scoring in this ballgame for Valley Falls, leading the way, Corey Kirkwood with 10. Michaela Yates, 6. 8 for Lauren Brown, and 3 for Lillian Darvo. Lillian, back of the game right now. She hasn't been out there for a while. She's in trouble with 4 fouls, but in overtime, you gotta go. And here we are. Zoe Steck has it on top. She and Hannah Coker lead the way for MHMA with 9 each. Pass over to the left side. Bethany Urban goes baseline. Her running shot is too soft. And the rebound tied up. And we're going to have a jump ball and a Scarlett Bagley and Michaela Yates were holding on. Neither one was going to let go. And Yates kind of comes down a little bit backward, and she's getting up, kind of walking it off a little bit. 3:22 to go in the overtime. still even at 27 possession error, this time off the jump ball coming to Valley Falls. Other scoring for MHMA 4 for Scarlett Bagley, Bethany Urban, and Carly Kramer with two apiece, and Nora Kickner with one. Here's Valley with the basketball up top side. They look to the left. No room there. Come back to the right. Here's Darva with it. She cuts to the free throw line. Wants to go to the wing. Can't. Goes back over to the left side. There it's in the hands of Brown. Her shot is up. No good. Rebound out of bounds. And going to go back to MHMA. 2:50 to play in overtime. Still 27-27. No one has put any points on the board in the OT. Walking up the floor. Here comes Bethany. Plenty of time. MHMA needs a good possession. Whoever's going to win this needs a possession. They get something on the board here. Here's a little falling away shot. Stick up, no good. Rebound Kickner up, no good. Rebound again. We're going to have a jump ball this time. It's going to go back to the Lady Ravens. Coach Noel on his feet. Walking the sideline, he's all the way down to the baseline, talking to his team. They're going to be putting in a play right in front of him. The skip comes in. Zoe, double team, goes up, draws a foul, coming to the line. Surrounded by two defenders, let's see against whom the foul is called. They will whistle it on. Corey Kirkwood. So Corey will pick up the personal foul. It's only her first, not a big deal. Free throw for Zoe. Up, off the rim, twice, no good. Stick, looking for her 10th point of the game and a lead for her team with the second free throw and will not hit it, rebounding it down. Here comes Valley Falls. And up four with it, they will come. Still tied at 27. We're nearly halfway through the overtime. The ball comes out top of the key. Valley Falls around to the right side to Kirkwood. Looking in is Brown. Lauren across down to the baseline, and it's off the fingertips of Steinlechten coming back to MHMA. These teams are playing tight. They're playing like teams that are trying to not lose a game. And here comes Moorhill Mount Academy back up the floor. 2 minutes to go in overtime. Still tied at 27 in this low, low scoring game. Zoe Steck with it out on top. Starts left. Stops on the edge of the free throw line. Now the ball batted away. It's loose. It's running around on the floor. Scarlett's going to save it. And Coach Luke Noel taking a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with a minute 50 to go in the overtime. We're still tied. It's 27.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
We're down to a minute 50 to go in the ball game, and you start looking at things. What do you need? What's the difference in the game right now? Right now, Valley Falls is 3 of 4 at the free throw line in the game. Moorhill Mount Academy is 3 of 13 at the free throw line in the game. And it's going to be MHMA basketball coming into their offensive baseline with a minute 50 to go. Out on top it comes. Coker has it. Hands it back over to Urban, and we're back at it. Minute 45 to go. Over to the left side, Kickner. Feet to the baseline. Underneath it, Zoe. False shot. No. Rebound. Valley Falls with another one. Here come the Lady Dragons. Michaela with the basketball, and Gates will have it up on top. Kicks it over to the right side. Into the hands there of Lauren Brown. Lauren's had a big game. 8 points. Back out on top, it'll come to Steinlich. She brings some height to the team. Has not scored yet tonight. A minute 15 to go. Back out on top again, it's going to be Brown. Looks in. You can hear the MHMA student section making some racket. The feet off the block, and the shot is up and good. The bucket belongs to Lauren Brown, and it's now 29-27. And we're inside a minute to go. 50 seconds left. Ravens over to the left side. Here's Urban, taking about three. Can't get rid of it. Kicks it off on top. Scarlett to Zoe. She'll drive into the middle of the lane. The ball's going to be batted away and stolen by Valley Falls with half a minute to go. And the Ravens commit a foul. Foul is going to be on Zoe. It'll be her third tonight. But for MHMA, who has been very, very careful about fouling, it is still not the one and one for Valley Falls. They're going to be putting in a play in midcourt. 31 seconds to go. Yates will have it in. She takes a look over at Coach, and the ball is going to be knocked out of her hands, and a foul committed by Urban. So for Bethany Urban, it will be foul four. And for Valley Falls, they're giving Michaela Yates some breathing time, and she's been good at the free throw line. She is 3 of 4. Yates, the long look, the shot, gets it. Michaela Yates has put her team up by 3 with 28 seconds left in OT. Isaac, second one, high arcing air ball. Nothing's going to go out of bounds, and it is going to belong to MHMA. They're down by 3. It's 30-27. 28 seconds left. Bethany Urban back up the floor. Gates bumps her, no foul call, comes back off on top. Here's Zoe with it. Stops, launches a prayer, and it's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. They'll say it was partially deflected. Ravens are going to have it back in with 18 seconds left in OT. Don't forget there's a guys game coming up yet. Oh, yeah, we're not done. Inbounds, slapped out of bounds again by Yates. And once more, Henry Nora Keckler putting in a play for the Lady Ravens at their offensive baseline. MHMA looking to get a three. It comes into Zoe. She'll go three. Gets it, and we're tied again. Zoe stuck a big three. We're deadlocked at 30. Valley down court with 9 seconds left and taking a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with 9 seconds left. We're in overtime. It's 30-30.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
As we come back here to the Haverty Gym, Joseph, I'm hoping that you have not made early dinner reservations at your favorite dining spot or anything this evening, because we're not getting home anytime early tonight. We may be going to another overtime. 9 seconds will decide that. We're deadlocked at the end with 9 seconds to go in overtime at 30. And Valley Falls taking that timeout. Let's see what head coach Jordan Hale has scratched out for her team to run here. Can Valley Falls hit one? Or do we go to a second OT? The ball comes in out on top to Yates. Darvo. The feed underneath, stolen by the Lady Ravens. 5 seconds. 4 seconds, three. Up the court it comes. With 1 second, a three-point shot. No! Overtime number two is on the way. Joseph, we're taking a break. We'll be back with more at the end of the OT. MHMA, Valley Falls, still even at now at 30.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing."
At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
We go to the second overtime as the ball is up, tip it away, control down by MHMA. Now it's knocked around the floor, Valley Falls coming up with a steal. Here comes the Lady Dragons, and the driving shot is going to be up and good. And the first bucket of OT belongs to Lillian Darbo. She has 5 points, but remember, she's out there with four personal fouls. It is 32-30. 3:35 to go in the second OT. MHMA with the basketball over to the right side. Comes back off on top. Keckner has it. Has it stripped out of her hands. It's going to be stolen. Taken away by Valley Falls. And down court with it, they will come. Valley holding it up. Just way up on top. Literally. Lauren Brown standing there with the ball above her head. Holds it up high. Back over to the left side. They'll go top of the key. Back to the right to Brown. Valley taking a little air out of it. Now Makayla Yates stumbles, drops it, picks it up. Yates covered up very well by Zoe there. Yates travels with it, no whistle. Comes back off on top. Valley works to the left side, now to the corner. I'm thinking if it's not a layup, they're probably not shooting it. 2:40 to go in OT. Back on top, it'll come to Brown. Right wing. That's going to be Steinle. Into the corner, Kirkwood. Brown with it again. Into the lane, little runner. Misses, gets her own rebound, and we get a whistle. A foul called. It's going to be a whistle against Zoe, and two free throws coming up here for Valley Falls. For Zoe Steck, that will be number four. And for Valley Falls, Lillian Darvo, who has 5 points tonight. This free throw clanks off the front of the rim, and it was not close. One more shot coming up here. Her team leads by two. She'd like to stretch it to a three-point lead here. Darvo looks it over, launches it, not close. Rebound, Zoe. Here come the Lady Ravens. Zoe sticks down the floor, a little left-hand dribbles, cuts back to the right, goes into the lane. Dishes it over. Here's Urban going baseline. Driven back out on top. 2:10 to go. Cutting in. Down low. The shot is up. And before the shot, we've got a Raven timeout. Taking a break with Coach Zoll with only 2:08 to go in the second overtime. Valley Falls 32. Valley Falls 32. MHMA 30.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
We're down to the last 2 minutes and 8 seconds in the second overtime, and it's a 32-30 lead for Valley Falls on the road here at MHMA tonight. Great to have you along this evening, and oh yeah, don't forget, we have another game yet to go that hasn't even started yet. Joseph, I hope you packed a little knapsack, you know, maybe a couple of sandwiches, some chips, you know, a little something to kind of tide you over. We might be a while here this evening. How about before? For the Lady Ravens, these five have been out there essentially all night. Zoe and Scarlett, Hannah, Nora, and Bethany. Valley Falls putting it in, or rather the Ravens putting it in play at their offensive baseline. The lob comes out on top. It's batted away, but Bethany's able to save it. Goes to the left side, keeps the dribble alive, backs away, comes out on top to Zoe. 2 minutes to go in OT. Still 32-30 Valley Falls. Zoe has it on top, kicks it back to Coker. The feed's in the middle to Keckner. On the floor, in trouble. Traveled with a basketball. 1:50 to play. In the second overtime, Valley Falls in the backcourt. Ravens putting on some full court pressure. The feed will go down to the baseline right. They're going to pass up a shot. Steinlich had an uncontested layup and kicked it back out on top. She wanted no part of that shot. Here's a feed in the middle, and Scarlett will pick up the foul. Scarlett's first foul of the game. That's pretty good because she can mix it up and has mixed it up all night long. And back to the free throw line, Valley Falls. It'll be a 1-1. Kirkwood eyes it and misses it. Rebound, Zoe Steck. Here comes MHMA. Kirkwood does not hit that free throw. The feed underneath, a push, and the Ravens coming to the free throw line. Stepping up there is going to be Nora Keckner. The foul is going to be on Kirkwood. That's a couple for her. With her team trailing by two, Morehill Mount Academy is going to put junior Nora Keckner at the line. Right-handed shot. Short. One more shot coming up here for Nora. Looking to get her team back to within one. MHMA is now 3 of 14 at the free throw line tonight. One more. Boy, this gym got quiet. This one is going to be wide to the left side, and it's going to get away, go out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Valley Falls. And we're going to get a timeout. Yep. Taking a break. 1:23 to go in the second overtime. Timeout, the score. Valley 32, Ravens 30.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
We roll down to 1:23 to go here in the second overtime. And Morehill Mount Academy finds themselves trailing by two. Let's see who comes out. It's going to be the same five. These are some serious road warriors. They've been out there all night. Zoe and Scarlett, Dora, Hannah, Bethany. Here we go. Full court pressure applied by MHMA on the inbound, and it's going to be stolen. Bagley goes up, gets fouled, coming to the line for two. That will be the second foul by Lauren Brown tonight. That is also team foul 10. So as she comes to the line, Scarlett has two shots coming. First one, perfect. Scarlett Bagley's fifth point of the game. One more shot coming here for Scarlett. It's up. Doesn't go. Rebound. Valley Falls. 32-31 with 1:15 left in the second OT. Valley into the forecourt. Skip pass over to the left side, deep in the edge. Looking in. Now they'll feed inside. It's going to be batted away, and we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Joseph, let's do it again, Matt. Take another break. 63 seconds left in the second overtime. It's a one-point game. Dragons lead 32-31.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Seconds to go in the second overtime, and it is still a one-point game. 32-31 Valley Falls in front. They have the one-point lead. They have the basketball, and both teams will be in the double bonus now. Inbound it comes off the block, the spinning shot, no, and a foul by Coker. I'm surprised to see Valley Falls shoot that quickly in that possession. I thought they'd bring that ball out and run a little time down, but they did not. They went right to the hole. First foul by Hannah. The first free throw is good. So knocking that one down, Corey Kirkwood. She missed the front half of a one-and-one a moment ago. And both of these are good. It's now 34-31. And we're a minute left. Second overtime. Urban has it. Top side. Over to the right to Zoe. She's hit some heroic shots in this game. Skip pass right, Scarlett. Backs in. Goes up. Can't get it. Rebound is on the floor. Scrum for the ball. Bodies all over the place. Jump ball called. It belongs to Valley Falls. With 42 seconds to go. The ball coming in at the baseline goes into the left side of Michaela Yates. Back to the top it comes. Montgomery back to Yates. She's down the floor with 35 seconds, and we're going to get a foul called. And Yates comes over to the free throw line. Coach Jordan takes her by the hand, and she's having a very motherly talk with her, saying, okay, focus on the free throw. That, by the way, is the fifth foul by Bethany. First free throw fails. Hope Banowitz into the game. One more shot coming up for Yates. She's going to come out of the game on an offense-defense switch. This would make it a two-possession lead if she can hit it. And misses. Rebound, Raven. Yates could not connect on either side of the two-shot foul. Zoe comes out on top. Hope for three. There it is! Hope Banowitz. We're tied at 34. Here comes Valley. Yates across to the baseline, throws it off on top, the step inside, the dish is back, the three is up, no good, rebound, Ravens, 4 seconds, and a foul with 2 seconds to go in the second overtime. Two free throws for Zoe Steck. It's a 34-34 game, 2 seconds left in the second overtime. Zoe leads her team in scoring with 12 points. She's 0 for 2 at the free throw line tonight. 1 for a lead. The double bonus. The first. No. The only senior on the roster for MHMA with one more shot coming up here. Valley Falls making an offense-defense switch, taking Yates out of the game. Zoe's got a second free throw. In and out, no. We are going to go to a third overtime. We'll be back. Joseph, you're getting good at this. We go to the third. We're tied at 34.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
In that second overtime, Valley Falls was 2-4 at the free throw line. MHMA was 1-6. Lady Ravens are 4-19 at the free throw line in this game as we go to the third overtime. Lady Ravens are going to get the ball. The driving shot is going to be up and in, but no. They're going to wave it off. They're going to say there was a foul prior to the shot on the floor. And this is going to be on Lauren Brown. It is her third. Zoe's free throw's up and good. Zoe's saying, where was that? Like 30 seconds ago. One more shot for Steck. Perfect. Didn't even hit the rim. Lady Ravens. Now, here's a big difference. Lady Ravens have a lead. This is something they have not enjoyed in this game. 36-34. 3:40 to go in the third overtime. Valley Falls will drive it down the right side. A big collision. Is it a block? The officials are going to talk about this, or is it offensive foul? It is going to be a foul on Scarlett. It is. So Scarlett will have only her second foul tonight. And Valley, with Corey Kirkwood at the line, she's got a dozen points, having a nice night. She is 2-3 at the line. That one, no good. Look at the faces of the players out here. They're exhausted. I mean, they are, you got to be tired. You've almost played two back-to-back games now. One more shot coming up for Kirkwood. Try to get her team back to within one. Big knee bend. That one's in. And it is 36-35. MHMA with 3.5 to go in the third overtime. I can't remember the last time I've had a three-overtime game. Here's Zoe. She's just going to turn and shoot and score. Zoe Sexes. Stand back. Give me the ball. 38-35. 3:14 to go. Valley Falls. Here's the thing. They've got to score in this drip down. If they don't, MHMA is going to get some momentum. And this whole thing could shift. The whole tide of the game. The momentum has begun to flow over to the home team. The ball's out on top with Yates. She backs away near center circle. Cross court pass knocked out of bounds by Keckner. 2:47 to go in the third overtime. Valley Falls will bring it in front of their bench. Out on top again, it'll come to Yates. 38-35 MHMA. Kicking it over to the right side, losing it for a moment. It's going to be Lauren Brown, but she's able to come back and recover. Goes into the lane with a runner. It's off the window, but good. Lauren Brown with 7. 38-37. 2.5 to go. Now driving into Zoe. Pushes off. Baseline. Turns and hits from 6. Zoe Steck. 40-37. Orhill Academy in front, again by 3. and we're at 2 minutes to play. The drive to the baseline. The shot's off the window and good for Valley Falls and Lillian Darvo. Lillian out there with those four personal fouls. Makes it 40-39. These are the floodgates that some of us expected to open offensively in the second overtime, though they're opening up here in the third. Skip pass out on top. That's going to be Banowitz with the basketball. Remember, Bethany Urban has fouled out for the Lady Ravens. Top side with it. Here comes Zoe. Drives right. Stops. Goes up. Gets fouled from behind and will come to the free throw line. Couple of shots here for the Ravens senior. Is this on Brown? It is. So now, for Valley Falls, four fouls on Brown, four fouls on Darvo. Gates and Montgomery each with three. The free throw will not drop. Zoe's got one more shot coming up here. With six already in the third overtime, Zoe Steck has 18 points tonight. This one, perfect. 19 points for Steck. 41-39. And we're at a minute and a half to go in the third OT. Fowler will have it over to the left side. Starting toward the baseline, dishing off on top. The knife into the lane. The floater's up and short. The battle for the rebound. We've got a foul. And it's going to be called on Zoe. Zoe Steck has just fouled out for MHMA. So she will end the night fouling out in the third overtime with a minute 16 to go. 19. Checking in for the Lady Ravens, the freshman, Carly Kay. Valley at the line looking to tie it at the free throw line. First one rattles and in. That one belongs to Kirkwood. She has been the free throw bright light for this team, 4 of 6. One more. No. Rebound. Saved by Coker. 1:10 to go. It's 41-40. Ravens taking a timeout. Are we going to get a foul call? It's going to be a foul called. And that is the fourth foul now on Yates. So Brown with four. Yates with four. Darva with four. The free throw is in by Banowitz. If you remember back just a little bit ago, the big three-point shot in the second overtime that Hope hit. Monster shot. Second free throw not going in, and the rebound is out of play. And it's going to be Valley Falls basketball. It is 42-40 with 1:05 to go here in this third OT. And with that foul, we go to the other end of the floor. And up there again is going to be Kirkwood. She is 4 of 7. 4 of 8 at the free throw line. These coaches are going to look at these free throw numbers and they're not going to sleep the rest of the night. I mean, there's maybe not tomorrow night either. Second free throw. Rolls. He will get that one to roll around and fall in. It is 42-41. At 3 to go. Ravens have it in the backcourt. Banowitz across the midcourt line. Into the forecourt and across the timeline. We get a nice screen set by Scarlett. Hope drives and it won't go in. Rebound Valley Falls with 45 seconds to play. Down the floor it comes. Over to the right side for Valley Falls. Knifing into the lane. The dish over to the left side. Yates wants it on top. 35 seconds left. She'll come up. Top block by Scarlett. Rebounding MHMA. Banowitz with the basketball in the backcourt. In some trouble. Gets pushed to the floor, and there's the foul. We walk to the other end of the court with 27 seconds on the clock. 42-41. Hope Banowitz, she has come in off the bench and hit some big points. First of two will not go down. One more shot coming up for Hope. She has 4 points in the game. What's quiet in here? Free throws. Good. Not quiet anymore. 43-41. 25 seconds left. Valley Falls brings it down. They'll drive in. The shot off the box. Good for two. Darvo hits the bucket and we have another timeout. We've got 15 seconds left in the third overtime. And it's even. Joseph, timeout. MHMA, Valley Falls, even at 43.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Oh, Joseph, stay right with us, my friend. We got a lot of basketball ahead of us. We are in the third overtime, 15 seconds left, and yes, we're tied. It's a 43-43 ball game. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. MHMA is going to be putting it a play in the backcourt. The officials instructing Scarlett that, in fact, she may run the baseline, although there's no reason to do that, but giving the proper instruction, Hope will bring it up the floor. Lady Ravens into the forecourt. Here's Coker. She'll drive right. Comes off the screen and the ball's off her ankle. She saves it. Knocked out of bounds. Going to be Raven basketball. 4 seconds left. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout. All right, Joseph. We're going to do it. Is it our last timeout of the night? Time will tell. 4 seconds left in the third overtime. Tied at 43.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
HCCHS coaching staff, Coach Eckert thinks these girls are going to be exhausted when they get out here tomorrow night because we have Yarkin Radio tomorrow night. The same Moore Hill Mount Academy team, and we're going to be in Effingham as they will be playing another conference game with ACCHS back-to-back nights. But right now, this one is not over. And then the guys' game still coming up. 4 seconds to go in the third overtime, even at 43. Lady Ravens putting it in front of the student section. It'll be Scarlett Bagley to do the inbound work. Who's going to get the final shot here? Zoe is not in the game. Bethany's not in the game. Who's going to be your next shooter? An inbound slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Down to 3.9. Took about a half a second. Looking in. Again, it'll be Bagley to inbound. They run a little motion. Comes out on top. Coker, she's like the candidate. As she goes up with a shot, there's no whistle. There it is. There is a whistle. A foul called with 0.6 to go. And let's see what the call is going to be. It is the fifth foul of the game by Lauren Brown. She will foul out here with 0.6. And Hannah Coker at the line. First one. It's in. Hannah is now 3 of 4 at the free throw line tonight in a double figure scoring. That is 10. That is 11. 0.6 of a second, not even time to get a shot away. Final score tonight in 3 overtime. Marhill Mount Academy, 45. Valley Falls, 43. And we'll be back to summarize it very quickly for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB mobile banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back with you here in the Haverty Gymnasium. We're in 3 overtimes. The crowd is exhausted, but MHMA was able to come away with a thrilling 45-43 women's college or high school basketball win. Recapping the scoring for you for Valley Falls, double-figure scoring. Corey Kirkwood, 17 tonight. Emma Montgomery with 10 right behind him. Lauren Brown, 9 in the game, and 7 tonight for Michaela Yates. For MHMA, it's always your Bank of Atchison player of the game. She hit the shots that got him to overtime, kept their team alive, ended with 19 to lead all scorers. Zoe Steck, Bank of Atchison player of the game, 11 tonight for Hannah Coker. It was 5 apiece for Hope Banowitz. Hope hit some huge shots down that stretch. And Scarlett with 5. And there was also 2 points tonight for Bethany Urban and Nora Keckner with 1. MHMA. Now, 5-8. Valley Falls now 5-8. We're going to take a brief interlude. Guys game coming up. Catch your breath. We'll be back. More hoops coming up. Again, the final score, 3 overtimes. Morehill Mount Academy knocking off Valley Falls in the ladies game. 45-43.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.